Charlie was doing his jogging tonight. He was taking the same path, everything was normal, except it was raining that night. He was thinking,
I have to find a shelter right now.
He looked around to find something to cover himself. When he saw a light, he decided to go there. The building seemed abandoned. Charlie caught his breath when suddenly he heard a sound come from the first floor. Someone said,
oh shit, I'm stupid, I'm very stupid.
Charlie was scared, but he was brave and he chose to go see what the sound was. He went upstairs and he saw a man recovering an object and storing it in his bag.
Who are you?
Nobody, forget me, you never saw me.
No, who are you?
I'm a scientist and I heard about a legend and I wanted to try to find out the truth.
Charlie had no time to answer before the scientist walked away. Charlie decided to follow him.
Why do you follow me? You just met me.
I'm very curious and you look sincere. I want to help you. Tell me a little more about what you're looking for.
I heard rumor about this building, which attracted my curiosity. I want to explore and maybe find something interesting. Tell me about you.
As we walked through the corridor of the building.
I'm 20 years old. I love jogging in the woods. It relaxes me. I'm still studying and I think I'm very curious, adventurous, friendly and outgoing. I hope I will be able to go home in time to eat. I'm very hungry. And you?
Yeah, me too. I don't think it will take too long. We just have to visit the last room of the building.
Charlie and his weird new friends continued their walk. They saw a little light under a door and opened it.
This room is very strange. It looks like an old laboratory,
said the scientist.
I don't know if you see it, but there are some recent elements too,
answered Charlie intrigued. The scientist started to walk around the room like he wanted to find or hide some things. At the same time, our runner saw a little journal, opened it on the desk, and started to read in his mind.
1st May of 2051, 11:30 o'clock. New discovery. I heard some bubble noise in the right part of the building, so the thing is probably here.
Charlie said to the scientist,
oh, look at this. I find something quite weird.
Sorry, but it doesn't matter. I think we should go because this place isn't safe.
Okay, if you say so,
replied him suspiciously.
But why exactly are you thinking that? This isn't against you, but you owe me some explanations.
It's not the perfect time to tell you. I only ask you to wait a few minutes for that. Please, can we move out of this room?
The young man finally to just trust the scientist and they went into another part of the building. Charlie didn't know, but they were heading towards the right part of this strange place. 10 minutes later, they were in a dark corridor and they heard some noise in the room.
Did you hear that or it just my mind?
I heard it too. Do you want to go and see what it is?
Okay, but I think we should be careful.
They entered another room. At this moment, they saw an abominable creature. The scientist whispered,
he's so beautiful.
It was like a mix between a bear and a rhinoceros, but there were also some metal parts like a cyborg. Its face was terrifying because it's of big eyes and its teeth sticking out of its giant mouth. It was sleeping, but not for long. The monster was so frightening that the young man had to hold his scream. He also took a step behind. He didn't see, but the bubble sound came from a little flask in his back. None of them was able to speak. The monstrosity was awake now.
Run, now!
The two men start running.
We should go to the left, the path looks better.
I'm following you, let's go.
They pray for the way to the left and keep running until the moment when two paths are possible.
We should separate to have more luck.
No, we shouldn't. We don't know the place if we get lost.
Don't worry, we're not going to get lost. We found houses outside.
I promise.
The two friends start running in different directions. Charlie turns around to see where the monster is and he sees that he is going in the direction of the scientist. He had a strange feeling in him, but resumed his race when he saw the come out of rescue. Charlie saw the exit and accelerate. Finally, he could get out of his hell. The monster wasn't after him anymore. He couldn't hear it. But he still didn't care. He just wanted to escape. When he escaped the old building, it was still raining outside. But the touch of the rain felt like a rebirth. Shelley fell on the floor, tired of running. But suddenly, the face of the scientist came into his mind. Where was he? Shelley had a sight. He took a look at the building behind him. He didn't want to go back to it, but maybe the scientist was having a problem. Charlie had two choices. Either he saves his life and gets out of his area, or he goes back and searches for the fool. Against his sight. Him and his stupid conscience. He turned back and faced the building. Shiver ran all over his body, and the memory of the monster inside ran into his mind. He really wanted to go back to his home, but deeply he knew he wouldn't forgive himself if the scientist died. Charlie made a step towards the entrance, the same he was looking for hours, he think.
I will kill him with my own hand if I find this idiot.
Still shaking, he entered. A dreary silence ruled the surroundings. He took the other path, looking for the scientist. Everything around seemed threatening. Charlie didn't dare to make a sound. When he arrived at the abandoned laboratory, they discovered early no one was here. Neither the scientist nor the monster. But suddenly,
Charlie turned back and his blood froze. It was where the things, the monster, was standing where in the intense, looking straight at him. Charlie moved backward, terrified.
No, no!
There were no other issue in the room. The monster made a step, frightened, our runner fall on the floor. We got back on his feet, and he had no time to think before the monster ran toward him. Charlie yelled. He closed his eyes, playing for his life. He saw his house, the dinner had talked to the scientist about his family, his friends, his whole life ran in his mind. He opened his eyes and all he saw was the big eyes of the monster, his terrified face reflecting in it.